Welcome to your five for the day. It's so comfortable here. It's familiar territory. I wake up in the morning and I pretty well know how my day will unfold. Yes, there are always a few little snags and hiccups along the way, but basically my life is predictable and comfortable. We all like our little boxes. We look to our right and the wall stands tall. On our left, the wall is securely standing. In front of us and behind us, there's a nice square erect wall. We look up and the lid is closed and below is a seeable bottom. Someone peers through the crack in the lid and says, "But you're confined in there." "Oh no," you say, "I'm secure and safe." Maybe that's how the middle-aged man in Ur of the Chaldees thought too. Abram's life was very predictable in Ur. He was a well-to-do pagan in the city, established with his roots down deep. One day, his tidy, boxed-in life was interrupted. God spoke to him, and his life was never the same again. God told him to leave Ur and all that was familiar to him and head out. "But head out for where, Lord? Do you expect me to get up and leave, not knowing where I'm going? Isn't that a bit unrealistic to climb out of my box before there's another box ready for me? Your plan's too fluid for me. I like tidy travel packages at our local travel store sells, camel tours or cruises to known destinations. I'm not really into open-ended travelling, never knowing from one morning to the next where I'll end up." That's the way some of us reason, but definitely not Abram. The interruption in Abram's life is summarized in Genesis chapter 12. "Now the Lord said to Abram, 'Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you.' But Lord, doesn't it seem natural for me to ask where I'm going to be taken before I start packing and making plans to go? Can I be given some details about my destination? Surely it's not an unreasonable request to see some pictures of the land or a screenshot of Google Maps to which I'm being taken." But Abram never talked like that to the Lord. Maybe he had some inner fears about the unknown. But every time those fears arose, he'd go back to the call of God and the ringing clarity of God's message to him. God commanded him to forsake the familiar for the foreign, resting on the promise of God and trusting God to be a competent travel guide. Abram left everything behind. He headed out. Hebrews chapter 11 puts it this way: "By faith Abram obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going." Abraham didn't have the foggiest idea where he was going. He just knew that God would take him there and that God had promised to bless him. Yes, it was a geographical journey, but far deeper was a spiritual journey. Abraham believed God. He trusted God and he obeyed God. It's called faith. Our tendency is to say, "Show me and I'll go." But the Lord says, "Trust me and I'll take you there." God is pleased and honored when we are willing to just trust him and obey. It says a lot about what we think of him when we climb out of our sheltered box and expose ourselves fully to his leading and care.